Please note that because of the pacing of this interview, this rain report has two ID breaks. So, what's been happening with the rain report lately? The answer to your questions in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this very unusual rain report. My name is Will. I'm K5WLR, and I'm going to be interviewing Hap Holly, KC9RP, the founder and producer of The Rain Report. And as you know, we've been having some issues lately here with being able to be regular with our Rain Report. And Hap thought that it might be a good idea for us to share with the folks that bring you the weekly Rain Report as to what the problem may or may but not have been with us being able to produce the rain report on a weekly basis. So, Hap, can you give us some information as to why we've had some difficulties bringing the rain report here lately?
For almost 30 years, I've been producing the rain report. I used to devote much of my Friday evenings to putting the rain report together since 1990. I would come home from work the last 18 years and from wherever before that, and I would decide, okay, what am I going to use for a subject this week? Then I would have to figure out, okay, where do I find the audio for it? So I would have to do a little research through the audio that I had archived from that year's Dayton Hamvention. Because after all, I have gotten a lot of my audio, most of it from the Dayton Hamvention every year, from their forums. And they have four forum rooms that are going Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, I think now they have five forum rooms, and they're running forums 8 hours Friday, 8 Saturday, and 4 on Sunday. It's a lot of audio. So after I figure out what audio I'm going to use, then I spend several hours on Friday evening editing that audio down. It might be a 20-minute, maybe a half-hour presentation, and then I need to edit it down to 15 minutes or thereabouts, pretty workable for the rain report. Then, after I figure out the audio I want to use and I've edited it down, then I have to figure out, okay, what am I going to use for the intro and the break in the middle and then the tag or the close? And then I would then put those together. Then I would send them off, usually, to tonight's inquisitor, Will, K5WLR, the most often heard voice narrating the rain report the last few years. Then Will would record it and send it back to me. When it's all said and done, I would spend from probably around 6 o'clock Friday evening until midnight doing all this and then putting all the audio together. Will's intro, break, and close, the audio from presumably the Hamvention forum that I'm borrowing from, and then putting it all together and uploading it to the website by midnight. For years, that was something I looked forward to doing every Friday. However, for reasons unknown, even to me, November, things changed. November 2018, it wasn't fun anymore. And I've always threatened to friends and to myself that, hey, the day that the rain report becomes a job, that's the day I'm out of here. That's what began happening in November and early December. So the rain report is not going away entirely, except that I don't think I'm going to do much with it, except maybe a monthly rain report. Yeah, that's a big deal for me. You know, everyone likes the notoriety of whatever it is they may do in amateur radio. And I'm no different. You know, I have a healthy ego. I don't think it's too large. I don't think it's any larger than Donald Trump. Har, 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 you can take that out if you like. I am going to miss the notoriety, but I'm not going to miss the work. That really is, in a nutshell, what has been going on. There are some other issues. Let me get into those briefly. I've been having some medical issues, and those medical issues are going to create a problem for me at the hamvention. Because the hamvention is a matter of having to, often I'm at the booth by myself as a blind person. I don't have a problem with that. However, there are certain bodily functions that are going to occur from time to time that more often than they used to. If I don't have someone there to give me a hand to the nearest water closet, isn't that what we used to call it when we were little, I think? Then there can be some problems. And I've been having some other issues that may require surgery this winter for a bad hip, I think is what it is. Anyway, it's just getting to where I really don't want to have to burden my wife or anybody else having to help me logistically at the hamvention anymore. So we will not be at the hamvention this year, needless to say, and I don't know if I will be going. Again, it depends upon how my health is, let's say, next year. But what I will be doing, I know locally here on the local 220 repeater that I put the rain report on every Saturday night, WM9W Good Guys repeater in Chicago on 224.52. I will be running rain archival material. We already do on the night crawlers. It's a midnight roundtable on Wednesday nights.
That's quite a shock, but understandable. I mean, we're not getting any younger. I know that I've slowed down, and I know exactly what you mean about the bodily functions and needing the WC is what I remember it being called. You're listening to a most unusual interview Will Rogers, K5WLR, recently had with Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of the Radio Amateur Information Network Report. We'll continue with this interview in a moment. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, and this is The Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Have you given any thought to perhaps there being someone who could carry on the tradition at Dayton? Maybe someone who had helped you in the past that might be able to pick up the baton and run with it insofar as doing the recording part of it, and someone that could maybe help out doing the weekly editing. You know, you recall a couple of weeks ago, I stepped into the fray there and did that show and hopefully did okay on that. Have you given that any thought?
Yes, I have. The only guy I can think of is Vern Jackson, who has been a great help in helping out at the hamvention, and his wife, Dottie. Vern and Dottie both have been extremely helpful now that they have Vincent. Logistically, setting up the booth, Vern setting up the audio in each of the four forum rooms and having to deal with different audio issues. But there's a lot of stuff that we have to schlep around. My wife, Stephanie, K-N-I-W-K-D, my driver, of course, she and I have schlep a bit of equipment down to the Hamvention to have on hand that may or may not get used in a given forum room, depending upon the setup. I'm not so sure that Vern and Dottie would have enough room in their four-door sedan to take down what we've been taking down in a Honda Odyssey. Vern has his own show that he does, the 160-meter Gateway Radio Newsletter out of Wentzville, Missouri, mm-hmm. on Saturday nights on 1860 kilohertz. And a very good show that runs Saturday about noon all through the rest of the day and then into the wee hours of Sunday morning. And that includes the Rain Report, Amateur Radio Newsline. This week in amateur radio, back on, in case you hadn't heard it, the weekly ARRL audio report and more. So he's got his hands full as it is. The other element is the expense of it all. It costs a good $500 to make the trip. We haven't gotten it the last year or two, and that has really put a crimp in our budget that we have to really give second thought now of going. But that really is secondary to now the health issues and just the whole mindset no longer being what it was for the last 29 years of bringing audio home from the Dayton Hamvention. Let's see, that was a long answer. Did that,
yeah.
That answer it?
It pretty much covered it. I just wanted to make sure that you had given some thought that the Rain Report doesn't need to just fade away. I mean, I think it's an important thing that you do. It's something that's different. The ARL Audio News, the Rain Report, and This Week in Amateur Radio, they basically give news, and there are, at least in This Week in Amateur Radio, which I'm a part of that, there are some things in there that are different, but yours gave a lot of information from Dayton, and that was unique in that way, that I didn't see a whole lot of Dayton-centered, if you will, news that was presented in other areas. There was some, but once the Dayton Hamvention faded from the presence, you kind of carried on with that, whereas the other shows kind of, Dayton's over, let's move on, kind of like Christmas is over, let's move on, but you kind of carried the torch through the year on the different things. And even the one that we did a few weeks ago where we presented the NPOTA, because Canada is going to do the Canadian NPOTA here coming up here in a couple of weeks for the 2019 year. And I just thought it was interesting that we were able to reach back into the 2017 presentation that was done on the 2016 NPOTA and makes a very interesting read. I enjoyed doing that one for you, Hap. I appreciate you tapping on me and allowing me to present that to the Rain Report listeners.
Well, that was a rare thing for me to do. I don't know that I can remember having one of my Rain readers, as I refer to you, got you and Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, who you hear quite often on Newsline, Larry McClure, KB9DIP, who you hear occasionally. You three guys, I don't think I've ever hauled up one of you, in this case it was you, I said, hey, I need some help here. Can you put together the Rain Report tonight? Now, you weren't ready for that. Plus, you got stuck with probably the longest rain report we've ever done. I think it was 23 minutes. And again, it was all about, it was a look back at the national park on the air activities that was very popular on the HF ham bands. I actually had somebody email me a week after that say, gee, I listened to the whole thing and I even laughed when people laughed in the audience. I have gotten occasional feedback, good or bad, about the rain report. So it really has been, for the most part, a one-man job, except when it came to the Dayton Hamvention, then it was very much the aforementioned Vern Jackson and Dottie, his wife.
We'll conclude our most unusual interview with Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and producer of The Rain Report, in a moment. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, and we're pausing for station identification. This is The Rain Report.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
The point I'm trying to make is that I think you might find that there will be some people that would like to carry on that tradition, myself included. I mean, I don't know that I could go to Dayton because I'm probably more limited than you in that I'm on a walker. But I'm sitting there thinking, you know, Vern Jackson lives probably, what, 3 hours north of me here? In Wentzville, Missouri. I live literally an hour from the Missouri border here. And, you know, if somehow we could get our heads together and see if there's something we could do. I mean, I've done audio, a lot of audio for a long time. I used to do audio at my church down in South Florida. Used to do the hookups and everything. There's that ability that I have. Whether I could still be able to do it being on a walker is debatable, but you know, I have a walker and a wheelchair that I can use to get around with. Personally, I don't want to see rain die. That's the concern that I have. Think in terms of what happened to amateur radio newsline when Bill passed away, and that folks, for a while it was gone, but folks got their heads together, and I think they've done a tremendous job. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen to you, and hopefully you'll live a long life yet. But they have done a great job honoring Bill's memory and creating and recreating, if you will, and carrying on his tradition in amateur radio newsline. It's still a wonderful product, and I'm very honored to carry it. As I carry a net here, I call it the amateur radio information net that I carry on two repeaters 3 times a week here. We carry it twice on one repeater and once on another repeater, one in Oklahoma, and twice on a repeater up here in Benton County, Arkansas. So that's something that I enjoy doing. And in fact, when I left South Florida, I had trained a fella down there, and he's still running it down there on Saturday night. It's just a tradition that part of that is the Rain Report. And I would certainly, to the best of my ability, would like to see it carry on. But, you know, this is your baby. It's in your hands to decide whether or not it will carry on. Touch base with Vern. I don't know him personally, so I don't feel that it'd be my place to do so, but tell him that he has a willing, if not somewhat limited, participant that would love to see it carry on. And that concludes my Skype interview with Hap Holly, KC9RP, founder and the ham behind The Rain Report, the weekly production of the Radio Amateur Information Network for almost 29 years. In my conversation with Hap about the future of the Rain Report, or rather the lack thereof, the Rain Report is facing the same aging, financial, and manpower issues that amateur radio is facing nationwide. The amateur radio newsline faced its own demise when Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, passed on several years ago. For some months, what we refer to as newsline was defunct. Such is the case today with the Rain Report Hamcast. Just to set the record straight, Hap Holly, KC9RP, is alive and well, for the most part anyway. Neither Hap, his longtime wife Stephanie, KA9WKD, Vern Jackson, WA0RCR, and his helpful wife Dottie, KD0VN, have thrown in the Dayton Hamvention towel for this spring for the reasons offered in my interview. I certainly would like to help set up the necessary audio equipment with which to record the forums in all five Hamvention forum rooms, but I too am having to deal with ambulatory issues that prevent me from traveling to the Hamvention, let alone being able to participate in Hamvention activities for the activity days of the Hamvention, which will total at least three. Keep in mind that Hap has relied upon the many hours of audio forums during the Hamvention since the late 1980s. Maybe someone will come along to take Hap's place, or at least assist him in helping to supply the forum audio from the Dayton Hamvention, the Huntsville Hamfest, or elsewhere. In the meantime, you'll find lots of archived Rain reports on the Rain archive pages. Check back occasionally and see if we've added anything. You can always drop Hap an email to Hap, Hap with one P, hap@therainreport.com. On behalf of everyone connected to those of us connected with the Rain Report, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming!